Welcome to the first episode of Gay Geek Bizarre. I am Nard.
And I am Ray.
Yes, this is the first episode, and it's a Monday, May 2nd, 2016. And Ray and I have been podcasting for a long, long time. And we're kind of been around for some time now, Ray, right?
We have been around the block, up the street, around the corner, and back again.
Yeah, so for 10 years, Bear Podcast, we've been hosting, we've been doing Bear Podcast since 2005. And we're kind of diversifying and changing our stuff. And we found that Gay Geek Bizarre is a good show to do. So we took a break for a while, and now we're back in podcasting land.
Yeah. And we're going to be bringing you articles, interviews, and some really weird stuff for your listening pleasure for now. Mm-hmm. You can follow us on our website, gaygeekbizarre.com, or interact with us on our Facebook page, facebook.com/gaygeekbizarre.
Actually, we are also on Twitter at gaygeekbizarre, or at gaygeekbizarre.
So that's available too.
Yeah, we are Twittering. We will be, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so now on with the show. Let's do the gay Ray. Okay, Ray.
Gay Ray. Okay, so let's talk about this, because I'm sure a lot of y'all seen it. But I'm a big fan of John Barrowman ever since he was on Torchwood.
I know. I've seen.
Always been a big fan of his. But he does a weekly Facebook chat with people, or like a video thing, live feed. Mm-hmm. And this, or last week, I guess it was, on his live feed, his husband plopped into the hot tub naked.
Okay.
And we got to see the big old eggplant fall, third arm fall out there for everybody to see.
You mean it's dark?
No, it's not dark. It's huge.
Oh, okay. Just, I mean, huge.
And in John, one of his books, John Barrowman talks about, he nicknames his husband Donkey.
Oh, he's got a donkey dick.
He's got a donkey because he's got a big dick, and he does.
Oh, wow.
So I've noticed I went and looked at the link a little while ago, and the link's gone, so you can't find it. So I'm sure it's floating around there on some gay site where John Barrowman's talking through. But
somebody probably,
if you make it to 1 minute and 55 seconds in the video, you will see the dick. You will see the D.
The D.
The D will be there flopping around for you. So, and his husband, Scott, is very good looking. Mm-hmm.
So
Scottish man.
John Barrowman is actually famous because of the Torchwood.
Torchwood.
He was in Torchwood.
He's on the Arrow now.
He's in the Arrow, yeah. He's kind of good, a little bit older in the Arrow, but... Yeah. No, he actually still looks the same.
He's like a little older.
A little older. So, but
he's
yeah.
still a good looking man.
Yeah. And... he's always been very vocal about his sexuality.
Yes,
he's really gay.
So, and yeah. Him and his husband have been together for 10 years. I think they got legally married in the U.S. 3 years ago.
Oh, okay.
As soon as it passed in the U.S. So,
mm-hmm. All right. Okay, so I hope we can find it probably in XTube. I don't know.
I'm sure it's out there on some gay website.
Yeah, okay. So maybe the audience would know if you guys have it somewhere. Okay, so let's go to the next article for the gay. It's GLAAD. It's about GLAAD, and it's about Star Wars.
I'm glad!
Yay! So GLAAD calls on Disney to add LGBT characters to Star Wars, which I think the last Force Awakens is very interesting, because we've always thought, you know, their interaction between Finn and Poe, and they really look so... good with each other, don't you think?
Yes.
Yes, okay. So every year, the Gay and Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation, GLAAD, releases a studio responsibility index that analyzes the visibility of LGBT characters in last year's movies. It was not a great year for Disney, but GLAAD has pointed to a galaxy far, far away where they could easily make some improvements. Yeah, they still have two episodes coming up. Yeah, two episodes. Episode 8 and episode 9.
Well, they got Rogue One coming up. They can
do Rogue One too. Oh, they can do that too, yeah.
But I mean, let's face it. Disney's pretty gay to start with.
Yeah, they are.
So, I mean, I think it takes time to do stuff. I noticed I don't think the reaction went over that well from Once Upon a Time with the two lesbian characters a couple weeks ago.
Okay, why wouldn't people like lesbian characters?
I don't know.
But see,
here's the deal. Everybody seems to be okay with the revelation of Fear on the Walking Dead this weekend that one of the characters is gay.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Two.
But
Yeah, two of them. Yeah, okay. Yeah, you're right. Yes.
So
absolutely. They're
where on The Walking Dead everybody got upset about it. Yeah. Why did that show, because the two guys kissing, they're like, why did that shit at? We didn't even see all that.
They didn't even mention or anything about backlashes on Twitter or whatever, that I don't need to see that. Yeah, guys kissing.
I didn't see that this time. So but I think a lot of Hollywood studios need to add more gay characters in, and not in a negative light, because it used to be typically the gay people were
the bad guys.
Were the bad guys.
Mm-hmm.
Always in negative connotations, dark and dirty. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think they should really start doing stuff like real life. Those people should be Republicans.
Yeah. In real life, Republicans would be.
Republicans, you know, walking into a Republican congressman molesting a small child in a woman's bathroom. So,
yes, that's right.
You know, but.
Okay. So anyway, so that's interesting. It is a good idea. What do you guys think about gay characters in Star Wars, in general, movies, TV shows? I'm sure there's a lot, but you know,
the famous ones I saw today. Speaking of gay TV characters, Jack on How to Get Away with Murder.
Oh, okay.
The cute little fine gay actor that
was the I remember now. Yeah.
There's a alleged, and yes, I'm doing air quotes, y'all can't see it because we're recording. Sex tape of him getting his butt pounded by a big old D.
Wait. But it's a fake one. It's
all. We all know it looks a lot. No, it looks like somebody's. But the face that they show that you get to see on camera looks almost too much not to be him.
Okay.
But it's a four-way going on.
It's even a four-way?
It's a four-way. So it's very much up to How to Get Away with Murder standards.
Okay.
So, but when you look at the face, he's got like a beard and stuff, and it's kind of filling in.
Cubbish?
Kind of scruffy. Because he's a small guy, but I'm not sure. It's hard to... But the guy looks like him. So it could be like somebody looks like him and stuff, but it was a great movie. So what I got to see of it.
Okay.
And of course, you can find all that on Facebook if you look for it close enough.
Okay. We'll look for that then. Okay. Okay, Ray, let's go to our geek, Ray.
All right, our geek. Well, speaking of Star Wars, for the geek who has everything, Star Wars, you can now fall asleep to the sounds of Dagobah. Enjoy 94 minutes of relaxing on Dagobah while listening to the sounds of the Juba bird, vine snakes, swamp slugs, Narpia, and the spade-headed Smooka. You never know when other guests may appear about 1 hour and 6 minutes into the video. God,
why would... It is weird.
So, I guess if you're those people that like ambient noise in the background...
You use Dagobah music.
This would be for you, because it's all croaking and chirping and screeping and stuff. And if you want to watch something, you can actually watch the video, and there's stuff that happens in the video a little bit. So
let's see if it's a... it's an ad. There's an ad.
That's always going to be an ad in the front. You know, it's YouTube.
Okay. Let's listen to a little...
Those night Dagobah sounds.
So, okay, that sounds interesting. Let's fast forward a little. Hold on.
Fast forward to 1 hour and 6 minutes.
1 hour and 6 minutes.
Yep.
So 1 hour and 6 minutes. Okay, here we go. Oh!
See who's visiting?
Yoda and Obi-Wan Kenobi. Okay, that's too nerdy. Okay. So check it out. We'll put the links on the website so you can check out the sounds of Dagobah.
Yep.
All right, so next article in The Geek is partly, I think it's a little bit bizarre, but it's also geek.
Well, it's geek because of the show that did it.
Yes, right. Yeah.
But bizarre that it's affecting the porn industry.
That's right. So, okay, so let's just get really quick on the article. So, Game of Thrones is so popular, it caused internet porn traffic to drop during its premiere. I guess the first night even. Yeah. So, Game of Thrones is one of the most popular shows on television, but is it more popular? Is it popular enough to dent porn? Put a dent on porn, another one of America's favorite forms of entertainment. The folks at Pornhub, of course, Pornhub always has these statistics. And they took a look at the numbers, and the answer seems to be yes. Over at their statistical insight blog, I guess they would you know, the time when Game of Thrones will be playing, the porn goes down. Pornhub's webmaster noted a 4% drop in American traffic during the time of the Game of Thrones season 6 premiere aired on HBO. So this is the time, Ray, when you're watching porn and you stop and then you watch Game of Thrones.
That's correct.
And then you'll go back to porn. Well, so after you're part of the statistic.
I don't go on Pornhub. But okay. After watching that first episode at the very ending, what you got to see, I guarantee a lot of people went to go look at good porn.
Yeah. Oh my God.
To
yes.
Get that image of.
Oh yes, I have to get it out of my head. Oh my God. Then I saw that. Yeah, I remember. And yeah, it was really disturbing. What a way to start, Game of Thrones people. Okay, we have an app suggestion here. Actually, it's something that I've been playing. A friend of mine, Matt, was telling me about World of Tanks for the past few years, and I got to try it this couple of weeks. And World of Tanks is a game you can download. Just go to worldoftanks.com, and you can download it. It's available in PC. As far as I know, it's a PC. I'm running it right now on a PC. And it's just, you know, you go around riding on a tank, and you log in, and you pick a tank, and then you drive around. Well, when you get together with 15 other strangers in their tanks, you can actually play with other tank players too. So what you do is you just wait, and you once you spawn in the area, and then you it's always a catch the flag. How do you say it? There's a term for that. A flag, catch a flag, or get the flag. So you just go around and kill the other people or get the flag. Or
so yes, what is your like elf and mage and orc doing?
Oh, you're talking about World of Warcraft. That's different. This is World of Tanks. So yeah, you're a tank.
But I'm asking, it's a video game. What does your orc and elf and mage and all that do while you're riding around in the tank?
What? There are no elves or... I don't know what you're talking about.
It's not a real video game, I'm sorry.
Oh, really? It's not a real video game? It does not. If it does not involve elves, yes, orcs, right. and
Because if it doesn't, that means you can't be a female elf warrior, princess, mage.
Well, you can be...
Priestess.
It's totally different, though. But this is about tanks. It's not about fantasy. It's more... And they're more realistic tanks. There are Russian tanks, German tanks, American tanks, Japanese tanks.
Well, there are any Chinese tanks.
I think there is also. Okay. I haven't gone through all of them, but it's kind of fun, you know, destroying other your enemy and everything. So, and then I have to get the hang of it still because I get killed on the first minute or so. But I'm getting the hang of it. Just to hang around. Yeah. So check it out, World of Tanks. You might want to play around in the. If you find me there, I'm a Nardinator. You can actually, if you want to play around with in a tank right there.
Yeah.
So check it out. Okay, so let's go to Bizarre Ray.
Okay, on to the Bizarre. Okay.
Now, this is just gross.
Go ahead. Well, it might be gross for you just because you like it doggy style. Some people might like it doggy style.
Literally.
Okay. So, Denmark passes law to ban bestiality. Until the new law was passed on Tuesday, sex with animals was still legal in the country as long as the animal was unharmed. So, Hungary, Finland, and Romania are now the only EU countries where bestiality or zoophilia is legal.
Really?
Farming Minister Dan Jorgensen introduced a bill in October arguing the previous laws didn't offer animals enough protection. At the time, told the Danish Parliament, an animal is by very nature cannot say no. An animal, by its very nature, also has a hard time proving that an animal has been hurt by a sexual act. Therefore, we need legislation now that ensures the consideration of the animal comes first. So, now if you get caught having sex with an animal, you can face up to 1 year in prison for a first offense and 2 years for repeat offenders. So, there are still a lot of people that have sex with animals.
Oh, God.
There are torrent videos you can go download.
Oh, God, this is scary.
With all kind of animals.
Actually, I did accidentally see something going on in IML one time, and
there was a video. Did you accidentally see something going on in IML?
No, it's a video. Accidentally, because there was something going on in there. There was some, you know, some intercourse happening, but somehow it looked very brown and very hairy, and then the camera zoomed out, and it was, you know.
So it was a black bear?
No, it's not even. No, it's not. It's a. It was a dog, I think. So it was really.
How do you know it wasn't a furry?
You're right. It could have been a furry. It could have been a furry.
So anyway, here in the U.S., I think all 50 states have now have laws. I might be wrong.
I don't know about Seattle.
Well, no, it was in Seattle because
of Mr. Hands. That's the name of the guy. That's what they call that. I remember.
Well, Kenneth Pian, the guy that had sex with a horse and died later.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So he was the one that got that law started there. I think they were the last one or two states in Oregon or something like that that didn't have.
That didn't have bestiality.
Bestiality law. Mm-hmm. So, but if you want to check it out and find out what bestiality is about, go look at Zoo. It's a 2007 American documentary film based on the life and death of Kenneth Pian, an American man who died of peritonitis due to perforated of the colon after engaging in receptive anal sex with a horse.
Oh, God.
So, it's
really scary.
It is a real thing, and people do do it. So,
mm-hmm. Okay, so our last article here is about oral sex. It's not rape if the victim is unconscious from drinking, and this is in Oklahoma. Okay, so it's basically it's a story about a guy and a girl. I mean, the girl was drunk, and since the guy did not really have intercourse with the girl, he
performed oral sex.
Oral sex on her, just, and she had semen on her mouth. She had semen on her back, but not the vagina.
Or he made her suck him off while she was.
I think that's what happened. Yeah, so. Okay, so what they say here is that forcible, here's the law, I think, I guess. Forcible sodomy cannot occur where a victim is so intoxicated as to be completely unconscious at the time of the sexual act of oral copulation, the decision read. Its reasoning, the court said, was that the statute listed several circumstances that constitute force and yet was silent on incapacitation due to the victim drinking alcohol. We will not, in order to justify prosecution of a person for an offense, enlarge a statute beyond the fair meaning of its language. So the person needs to be conscious to become raped. I don't know. It's just.
I don't know. I guess that's how the law is written in Oklahoma.
I don't know. It's
maybe it's different in other states. But to me, no means no, and if you're not conscious,
and you can't
consent, it's rape. It's non-consensual.
Yeah, it should be. It should be. Yeah, it should be rape. So. But then Oklahoma court has a different way of thinking about it. I don't know. It's kind of weird. It's in the Guardian, so you can check it out. Okay, so yeah, we'll keep the show short for now. It's really a pilot episode, and like I said, we had the Gay Geek Bazaar articles in our previous podcast, and we realized that the Facebook page has a lot of interaction. So I think it's a good time. It's a good way of talking about the podcast, talking about the articles there in the Facebook page. So yeah, so having this podcast would be a supplementary to it. It's something that we can interact with people. We can interact with the people who are going to the website, or going to the Facebook page. And special thanks to Caesar. Caesar in Chicago, and he's been doing really well in posting stuff in the Facebook page. And I met Caesar in Chicago on Bear Pride, on one Memorial Day weekend in Chicago a couple of years ago. And we've been interacting for quite a couple of years now online on Facebook, and he's been submitting a lot of Gay Geek Bazaar articles. So we started the Gay Geek Bazaar. So thank you, Caesar, for for being a contributor. And probably in the future we will have you in the show. We will have Caesar in the show talk about some of the Gay Geek and Bazaar.
We're gonna make a salad out of it.
Oh yeah, Caesar's. You want to toss his salad, right?
We're going to toss your salad. Hey. Yes, queen, yes.
Yes, queen, we're going to toss your salad, Caesar. Okay, so if you guys want to contact us, you can email us at show@gaygeekbazaar.com.
or call, leave us a voicemail at 281-947-2327. That's 281-947-2327. Call and leave us your comments or tell us about what you think about some of the articles we read, and we'll play it on the show.
Yeah, we like playing voicemails in the show. And also, we're on Facebook, facebook.com/gaygeekbizarre, and on Twitter at gaygeekbizarre. And go to the official website at gaygeekbizarre.com. Thank you, everyone, for listening, and catch us on the next show. Bye, everyone.